This program is sponsored by The Church of God International and supported by our viewers.
In times like these, we need the armor of God for the well-being of our families, to help you stand in the evil day. The Church of God International presents Armor of God, a program of biblical understanding. And now, your host, Bronson James.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Armor of God telecast. I'm Bronson James, excited about your presence here today. Have you ever asked yourself the following question? What is this outfit, the Church of God International? And why are they sponsoring a program entitled The Armor of God? There are so many religious programs and so many religious outlets today that it really has stirred the pot of confusion out there, and you get to pick and choose your way through. But I want to talk with you today about the following subject: no more excuses. Now, that sounds harsh on the surface, but it really isn't. Some of you have been viewing this program for a number of years, and my colleagues and I, who have been involved in the Armor of God since 1998, recognize that some of you have responded. You've gotten the free material, you've gotten the literature, you've gotten the sermons. Some of you are even attending our local churches. Others of you have yet to make a move. You have a series of excuses, perhaps, you would fall into, and the categories into which you might fall. Some of you might say, well, it's too far to travel. And with gasoline prices being what they are, I can understand that. But I go back 40-some years when people had far less money and they drove many miles to get to a place with organized believers, at least believers who were proceeding along the lines with which they could identify. But some of us just simply wait. We're sort of like five foolish virgins that are talked about in the Bible in Matthew 25 that didn't have enough oil in their lamps, and when the bridegroom came, which is Jesus Christ, they were shut out. And we don't want you to be in the shut out category. So today's program is entitled No More Excuses. We would like to encourage you to enter into a relationship with God through the Church of God International. We don't stand in the way of you and God. We would just want to point you in the direction of God, into a relationship with Him. If we can be of service, we want to be able to do that. So in today's program, we're offering you a couple of items that I think will be of interest to you. Please consider securing the following items. First of all, we have a brand new booklet entitled Welcome to the Church of God International. It has been revamped, and it is available to you absolutely free of charge. But also, in addition to that booklet that we'll go into briefly, only about 19 pages in the booklet, but it will also then point out the purpose of the church. And the purpose of the church is summarized and encapsulated in the following title by Bill Watson, entitled Repent. From what? Repent, that's an old English word that simply means to turn and go in a different direction, or to return to God, if you will. So these items can be yours absolutely free. First of all, the booklet is entitled Welcome to the Church of God International, and the sermon on a CD for approximately an hour or so, Repent From What? By Bill Watson. You can call us at toll-free 1-888-578-8791 or hit us up on our website at www.cgi.org, and we'll be sure to get that material off to you as soon as possible. Now, continuing with today's program, No More Excuses. The Bible has many examples of people who had excuses when God came into their lives, or God called them, or God touched them, or God led them in a direction towards Himself, or He came to them through not only the ancient history in the Old Testament, but the presence of Jesus Christ on the earth. and then subsequently his disciples, his apostles, those people who he had indoctrinated to be workers for him. We find in the Gospel of Mark, the very last chapter, chapter 16, which gives us just a thumbnail sketch of what the church is supposed to be about, what the believers are supposed to do, and that's why we engage in what we engage in here on the armor of God. It says in verse 15, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature," every human being, not animals, but human beings. "He that believes and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believes not shall be damned or condemned." So the choice is always, or should be always, paramount out there in front of you. When we look at the totality of the world and its population between 6 and 7 billion people, that's a lot of folk. And there are many folk in the world who've never heard the gospel. But there should be no excuse for someone dwelling in the Western world, in Canada, in Jamaica, in the Philippines, in Australia, and certainly in the United States, that could proffer an excuse, "Well, I never heard." You can't turn around today and not bump into somebody who purports to be a preacher of the gospel. And we are in that category. We teach the Word of God and we share with you what it says. And so today I want to emphasize how you must jettison your excuses for not responding, not getting involved, not seeking salvation while it may be found. The first example I want to go to is found over in the book of Exodus, a very familiar passage dealing with that great prophet known as Moses. Moses, what an interesting name. Moses simply means drawn out. You know, he was put adrift on the Nile River, and as a result of being on that river, he was given the name Moses because it means drawn out. He was taken out of the water and taken into refuge in the king's palace, in the house of Pharaoh, raised up 40 years in luxury and all of the aplomb that he could gather, learning and studying and preparing. And then he killed a man who was abusing a Hebrew, and he had to run away for another 40 years. And when finally God says, "It's time for me to call Moses to the responsibility I have for him, I will address him through a burning bush." You all know the story, and you've seen the movie, The Ten Commandments. But here is what Moses said in response to the miraculous appearance of God, and God insisting that "I want to send you down to Egypt." Egypt is a type of sin. Egypt is a place where everything is going all wrong and crazy, and certainly there is no fear of Yahweh, Elohim, in the minds of the Egyptians because they worship all kinds of gods. All kinds of gods were around, whether it was the God of the Nile, whether it was the god of flies, whether it was the god of frogs, or whether it was the god of cats. All kinds of gods were present in that particular world, as they are today. Some people worship, as Jesus Christ says, the god of mammon. That's materialism. And in this society in which we live, so many people are enraptured by the stuff they can acquire that they have no time for the Creator. Well, let's see what Moses said in objection to God's calling. In chapter 3 of Exodus, in verse 11, after God tells him, "I want you to go down to Pharaoh, I want you to bring my people out, and I want you to carry them to this land where all of these 6 tribes dwell, the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, all the ites were there." But God says, "I'm going to give that land to my people because of a promise I made to their grandfather, Abraham." Great-grandfather, excuse me. There was Abraham. He had a son named Isaac. Isaac had a son named Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel, and therefore all his children were called Israelites. And now 400-plus years later, they are in Egypt. And God says, "I'm going to bring them out of their servitude. I'm going to bring them out of the penalty of sin and bring them into a desired land. And Moses said the following, verse 11, who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? Here was a man who had been at the seat of power in ancient Israel for 40 years growing up. Now he is a shepherd out in the desert, basically hiding. He meets Jethro. He marries one of Jethro's daughters. He's out taking care of the sheep when this fiery burning bush calls to him, brings him into the presence of God. God tells him to take off your shoes. You're on holy ground. And God gives him this instruction. But he has a further objection when God addresses that, and God says to him in response, he says, certainly I will be with you, and there shall be no token unto you. There shall be a token unto you that I have sent you. When you have brought forth the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God upon this mountain. Don't worry about it. Don't sweat it, Moses. Don't think that you cannot come into my presence. Don't think that you cannot fulfill this requirement that I have of you. What's your excuse for not responding to the word of God emanating from this program, encouraging you to get the material, encouraging you to study the Bible, encouraging you to come to repentance? Moses had an additional objection in chapter 4 and verse 10. Here's what he said. Moses said unto the Lord, O my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither heretofore nor since thou hast spoken unto your servant, but I am slow of speech and of a slow tongue. He had a speech impediment. I can't help but think of different people like James Earl Jones, who had a speech impediment, other individuals who mastered their craft as a spokesman, as a speaker, and as an actor. James Earl Jones, you know, was Darth Vader's voice in Star Wars, and certainly was an announcer for, I think, CNN and other places like that. And you would never know he had a speech impediment. But he stopped making that an excuse as to why he couldn't. I don't know that speech is your issue. I don't know that distance is your issue. I don't know that you, in your excuse making, come up with the fact that I'm old or I'm young. I haven't lived yet. Or, well, that church, I'm not quite convinced that you're really all that you say you are. That's why you need to get the booklet. Welcome to the Church of God International. That's why you need to get the sermons, all of the material we offer, so you can evaluate and then make a choice. Don't be like Moses. Now, we know the rest of the story. Moses did come around, did go to Pharaoh, and after 10 plagues, the children were released. He did carry them out, and for 40 more years labored with the children of Israel, eventually dying before coming to the promised land, but he was out of excuses. There's another example in the scripture for your consideration. He is a man named Elijah. Elijah. Now, that's an interesting individual. Well, before I go to Elijah, I just thought about something. I want to keep this in continuity. I want to go to Joshua, because after Moses dies, Joshua then becomes the leader to continue to carry them across the Jordan and eventually into the promised land. Once they have arrived there, Joshua has a tete-a-tete, you know, a head-to-head, face-to-face conversation with the children of Israel, because they were full of excuses too. You know, back in Moses' day, they said things like, oh, would we have stayed in Egypt by the flesh pots? You brought us out here in the desert to die. Here comes Pharaoh with his horsemen. Here comes the chariots and all of that, and we're trapped by the Red Sea. Well, we all know that God carried them dry shod across the Red Sea, because no more excuses. God is the God who's able to extricate you from your circumstance and your situation. Where here is Joshua, saying to the people at the end of his tenure, he says in verse 14 of the 24th chapter of Joshua, now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth. That's what we encourage you to do here on the Armor of God. And put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve you the Lord, or Yahweh. And if it seems evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, Joshua says, see, Joshua had come to a decision. Joshua had come to a choice, and he made that choice. He says, we will serve the Lord. Perhaps you feel that you can serve God best by watching on television or getting some free material or listening to a sermon tape, but you rob us of your presence. We need your presence, and all the believers in all of the circles of churches need the presence of human beings, the human touch, if you will. That's why Jesus went about doing the things he did among real live people. That's why he came to the earth as an infant. That's why he was born of a virgin. That's why he grew up in Nazareth. And that's why he called other human beings to the responsibility of sharing the good news to bring them to repentance. I mentioned Elijah. Let's take a look at him, because he was a man of great power. In the 17th chapter of 1 Kings, I'll just quote it there, he's addressing Ahab, and that's the king, King Ahab of Israel. He says to him, there shall neither be rain nor dew on the earth these 3.5 years, except according to my word. Wow, that's a man of great power who can pray to Yahweh, to God Almighty, and ask God not to allow it to rain on the earth for 3.5 years, and it didn't? Well, he's a man full of faith and power, isn't he? But wait a minute, there's a passage that underscores his strength. In 1 Corinthians 18 and verse 21, he said to the children gathered in front of the temple, or the sacrificing place at Mount Carmel, where he had put a test between Yahweh and Baal, he said to them, how long halt ye, this is in 1 Kings 18 and verse 21, how long halt you between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him, but if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. Sometimes we look at the numbers that come in from the calls, from the telecast, and material that is requested, and we like for the number to be higher all the time. You can understand that, right? And you're perhaps one of those who've thought, well, I ought to get that material. It's free. I don't know. There must be some catch to it. It must be something hidden behind it. No, just salvation, just eternal life. That's the hook. It is not to get into your pocket. Again, the material is free. And because the material is free, what is it as a cost to you to call and make that connection? You have excuses. Well, here is Elijah showing great power, telling the people you ought to make a choice, you ought to make a decision. Don't linger between two opinions. But over in the 19th chapter, something happens to Elijah. Now he's on the run. He's a man on the run. He's hiding from Jezebel, who is the wife, the queen, the wife of King Ahab. And here's a man who had just called fire down from heaven and obliterated 400 priests of Baal, causing the sacrifice to be burnt up and licked up. And he commanded that all of them be slaughtered. And this was a man of great power. And all of a sudden, because of a woman out to get his life, she swore vengeance on him. And she was capable of bringing it to pass, he thought. So he's out hiding. In chapter 19, it says in chapter 19 and verse 4, but he himself, Elijah, went a day's journey into the wilderness, came and sat down under a juniper tree, and he requested for himself that he might die. Now, I don't want to be so dramatic to suggest that some of you said, I'd rather die than join a church. That's not my point at all. But it's pretty much that you're just allowing the clock to tick away. When you need to make a choice, you need to make a decision for Christ, if you will. And so he says, O Lord, take away my life. for I am not better than my fathers. And he lay down and went to sleep. Well, the story continues because when God does show up, and God does show up, my friends, and sometimes he shows up in the form of human beings like Bill and Mike and Tony and myself and Vance and Charles, those who've served on this telecast, to share a word with you, to encourage you to take a step. And if you take one, as the old saying goes, God will take two. Here is Elijah out hiding. God shows up. And this is what Elijah says. This is his excuse. This is why he wants to die. He says, I have been very jealous for the Lord, for the children of Israel have forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altars, slain your prophets with the sword, and I, even I only, am left, and they seek my life to take it away. Seems like that's a valid reason not to want to be engaged anymore. As long as I've been in the ministry, every now and then I come to a place of that feeling. I just kind of want to rest on an island someplace and just be by myself and not have to deal with hard-headed, recalcitrant, stubborn, stiff-necked, rebellious people of whom I was once a part. And quiet as it's kept, God says, you still got some rough edges I need to knock off. But the point is this. That's what he said. That's what Elijah proclaimed. God responds by showing up in a still, small voice. And then Elijah repeats the same notion that, Lord, I have been very zealous and jealous for you. And these people that you've given me responsibility to, I can't deal with them anymore. So just take my life. And you know how God responded to Elijah? And he probably is responding the same way to you. Just like he responded to the gentleman on top of the roof when the flood came to the house. And a jeep came by first, and a boat came by, and a helicopter, and he refused all of their assistance because he said, I'm waiting on God to show up. I'm waiting on God to come and relieve me of this situation, to save me. And as the proverbial story goes, he dies, goes to heaven. You know what we feel about that. But he dies and goes before God, and he's angry with God because, God, why didn't you save me? And God's response is, I sent you a jeep, a boat, and a helicopter, and you chose not to use any vehicle available to you, such as the armor of God, to enter into a relationship with me. My, oh my. That was Elijah's approach. And God then finally says to him, oh, you think you're the only one? I have never been bereft of people in the world whom I'm dealing with. And God says to him in this last part of 1 Kings, the 19th chapter, he says, yet, verse 18, yet I have left me 7,000 in Israel, all the knees which have not bowed unto Baal and every mouth which has not kissed him. No more excuses. No more excuses, Moses. No more excuses, Elijah. No more excuses, children of Israel. But unfortunately, as we move into the New Testament, there were people who had lots of excuses, even to Jesus Christ. In the Gospel of John, as we come to a close of this telecast today, Jesus is talking to the Jews of his day. And he says to them in John, the 5th chapter, and let's start with verse 39. He says, search the scripture, for in them you think you have eternal life. And they are they which testify of me. That is, the scriptures testify of me, Jesus is saying. You mean to tell me that Jesus said to the Jews of his day that the Old Testament scriptures speak of Jesus? Yes, that's what he's saying. In addition, he says this, and you will not come to me that you might have life. I receive not honor from men, but I know you that you have not the love of God in you. I am come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him shall you receive. I see all these infomercials on TV, don't you? It drives me crazy. But they pay money to the stations, the networks, and so they have their little half-hour spiel or whatever it might be. But in the purchasing of time, which we do here on the Armor of God telecast, there just might be a nugget of truth of salvation by which you can access a relationship with God Almighty. Won't you let us help you? Won't you respond today? I hope that you will go to your phones and take an opportunity to call for the free material we're offering in today's program. Welcome to the Church of God International. And by the way, if for some reason you live where we don't have a church, if you have internet access and streaming, the ability to watch our live services from Tyler, Texas, that's available to you. The free material you can access through the website. There are all kinds of avenues today that didn't exist in the first century when Jesus walked the dusty roads of Palestine. But today you can have an access so that there are no more excuses. Call toll free to 888-578-8791. That's 888-578-8791. Or visit us on our website at www.cgi.org to receive the two items we're offering in today's program. First of all, welcome to the Church of God International, and a sermon by Bill Watson entitled, Repent from What? It's a painful thing to go through, but a necessary thing. Jesus Christ came preaching the gospel of repentance to the ancient children who walked the earth in his day. He then commissioned his disciples to go out into all the world to do likewise. And we here on the Armor of God have responded to his touch, to his call, to his commission. And we come into your homes, into the places where you listen, and encourage you to take a first step, and God will take care of the rest. Call toll-free right now to 1-888-578-8791 to receive the free material offered in today's program. Until next time, I'm Bronson James here on the Armor of God, encouraging you, my friends, put on the whole armor of God that you will be able to stand. Armor of God and the free material offered is brought to you by the Church of God International of Tyler, Texas. You may write to us at Post Office Box 2525, Tyler, Texas 75710. Call toll-free at 1-888-578-8791 or call 1-903-939-2929 during regular business hours. You may visit our website at cgi.org or email us at armorofgod@cgi.org. We appreciate your prayers and support. Exploring current global conditions along with the latest social trends, the Armor of God asks the question, what are the solutions to our broken world? Right here every week, new perspectives are presented for your consideration by our commentators. The Armor of God challenges you to be vigilant in your outlook and understanding of this world in these tumultuous times. Don't miss this week's program.
This program is sponsored by the Church of God International and supported by our viewers.